Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Excited this morning once again to come to your homes and to come to wherever you may be at this point in time. We believe that the Word of God is still potent and powerful, and we want to reach you with God's Word today on this Sunday morning like this, when we are not allowed to congregate or meet together as a church. But remember, you are the church, and wherever you are, the church is also located there. So I'm excited to join you in your homes today to be a blessing to you as we share in God's word. Amen. I want you to just bow down your heads wherever you may be at this point in time. I want you to just close your eyes wherever you are as we lift up this song in preparing us for the word of God today. Hallelujah. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered a death of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and exalted. I really wanna worship you, my God. You have won my heart and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. I lift my voice to you in adoration. Oh, I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have won my heart and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this Sunday morning as we come along with this broadcast into the homes of many people who are hooked by their sets and are watching us live from the Miracle Manor Church. We pray that your word will reach them as they have reached us through this medium. Your unadulterated word, your words of hope, your words of favor, your words that give strength and empowers will reach every one of us. I pray that, Father, where there is desperation, may your word bring everything to calmness. Where there is fusion, may your word settle every situation. Where there is sickness, let there be healing. Where there is pain, Father, let there be relief. Where there is sorrow, let there be joy. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, come brood over your word. Holy Spirit, come magnify Jesus at this mountain time. And let your word bring a change and transformation into the life of your people. We thank you this morning. We bless your name that our lives are never the same, and we are changed because we came. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus, the blessed name, let everybody say a big amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for your life today, and I thank God for what God has for you today. I believe that God is still in control. He has never given up on us, and He will not give up on us. There is one thing that can never fail, that is the grace of God. And I believe that the grace of God is available to you, even right now in your home, right now that you are locked down, right now that you don't know what is going to happen. In the midst of the uncertainty, I want you to know that one thing that cannot fail is the grace of God. And let the grace of God be with you wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. I want you to say a big amen. I want you to click on the share button. I want you to connect to as many people as possible so that they can also be a blessing even right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I want to encourage you. I want to exalt you. I want you to understand the will and the plan of God for your deliverance, for your safety. I want us to look at a scripture in the 2 Chronicles chapter number 14. I want to read from verse number 9 to verse number 12 to encourage somebody even in this season and in this time. I want you to understand that God has a program to help you. God has a plan to help you. And God will never leave you nor forsake you. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse number 9 to verse number 12. 2 Chronicles chapter number 14, verse number 9 to verse number 12. The Bible says that, "And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of 1,000 and 300 chariots, and came unto Marisha." The Bible says that then Asa went out against him and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatah at Marisha. And the Bible says that, "And Asa cried unto the Lord of his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help us, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thee, or in thy name, we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee." Then the verse number 12, the Bible says that, "So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled." Praise God. We thank God for the reading of His word. This particular scripture gives account of how the people of God were surrounded by three different nations. They came under siege. They were ambushed. And this nation rose up against the people of God to destroy and to fight them. And the Bible makes it clear that during the season and during the moment, Asa looked at the strength of his army and also the strength of the people that had come up against them, and realized that their strength cannot help them. Their ability cannot help them. And it will only take the help of God to bring them through. Praise God. And the Bible says that, "And Asa prayed unto the Lord, and he prayed unto God. Now I want you to understand that we are faced with a challenge. We are faced with a problem. We are faced with a difficulty as a nation and as a world. We are faced with a problem that nobody thought could ever happen to us. We woke up one day and then we heard that there is a disease called coronavirus, and people are dying of it, and people are getting weaker, and the rate at which this disease is infesting people, it's so much. And this is the kind of situation that has ambushed. And when we turn to the left and turn to the right, there is no hope and there is no help. No amount of medical sciences, inventions, technology is able to bring permanent solution to this predicament that we find in our nation. I believe the doctors are doing their best. The governments are doing their best. But all that they can do, some way, somehow, is to sustain or to hold the issue from further spreading. But they can never be able to remove it outright. This is a kind of situation that Asa and his people also came up against. The Bible says, Asa had an army of men that bear targets and spear out of Judah 300,000 and out of Benjamin, and they bear shields and drew bows 280,000, and all these were mighty men of valor. Now, in his own understanding, he thought that his army could be able to deal with the situation. But after he saw the enemies that have surrounded them, the Bible said, now Asa had to change his strategy. And I pray that as the whole nation is praying, as everybody is looking out to God, seeking his face, I believe with all my heart that God is coming through for us and God will do it for us again. Somebody's blessed. So the Bible says that the armies came up against Asa and the people of God. Verse 9, and they came out against them in Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of thousands and 100 chariots and came unto Merisha. Wow. Asa had an army, but the strength of their army was not up to the level of the attack that had come up against them. And I believe that what Asa did is what we have to do, and it's what we are doing even in this season and in this time. The Bible says that, and Asa went out against them, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Merisha. And I love verse number 11. The Bible says that, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. And this is where I want to encourage everyone. This is where I want you to understand that God has you in mind. God has a program to help you. God has a plan to deliver you. Asa cried unto the Lord and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help us. I believe that this is why many of us are calling on God, because he's a sovereign God. He created the ends of the universe. He sits on the circles of the earth. And there is nothing too difficult and nothing too hard for him. He is the one that made all things. And it is nothing with him to help us. I want you to understand that it is nothing with God to help our nation out of this predicament. It is nothing with God to take this coronavirus out of our lives. It is nothing with God to heal those who have been infected. It is nothing with God to touch and to break the spread of coronavirus. It is nothing with God that one day we'll wake up and then we would see coronavirus as a history. We will no more live to remember that day. The day that over 19,000 people had to perish, all because of one sickness and one disease. It is nothing with God to help us. And in the helps of God, it is not about your strength, but it is his ability to deliver. Whenever you are seeking for help, it means you are calling for that which is stronger, that which is mightier, and that which has the capacity to be able to help you. Therefore, Asa cried unto the Lord and said, "It is nothing with thee to help." I believe the whole nation must come together and begin to cry unto God and say that, "Father, for this situation we find ourselves, it is nothing with thee. It is nothing with thee. It is nothing with thee to help us, whether with money or with them that have no power." Yes, we believe our strength cannot help us. Our inventions, our technology, our knowledge and understanding cannot help us. Our medical fields are failing and nothing seems to be working. Economies are breaking down, all because of one disease. But our trust is in you, that it is with you, it is nothing. I love the expression, "it is nothing." "It is nothing" means that as for this one, it is the cheapest thing that God can do. The most simplest thing that God can do is to take this disease out of our lives. Hallelujah. And I thank God that as we are praying unto God, he is coming to our rescue. He is coming to our deliverance. He is coming to bless us. So the Bible says that then, as I've said, "It is nothing we did to help us, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O our God, for we rest in thee." Hallelujah. "And in thy name we go against this battle." In the name of our Lord Jesus, we face this challenge. We face this trouble. We face this a plague called coronavirus. In your name. And we know that you are helping us and you are delivering us. Hallelujah. Verse number 12. After the people had prayed, we saw how God released help for the people of God and how God took over their battle and how God fought for them. The Bible says in verse number 12, "So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled." Hallelujah. They fled away. I speak in the name of Jesus that as we seek for the help from God, may every enemy, every plague, every pestilence, every attack that have surrounded us as a nation, that have surrounded our world, I command it in the name of Jesus to be driven away, to fly away in the name of Jesus Christ. As the people fled, so every coronavirus is leaving us in the name of Jesus permanently. And we bring an end in the name of Jesus to the spread of it. We bring an end in the name of Jesus that the disease that has become airborne will rise up against the prince of the power of the air that is spreading this disease all over, that from today their works have come to an end, because God has come through to help us. I want you to know that it is nothing with God to help us. And may his help be seen in your life. May his help come through for you. May any kind of help that you need in your life be released in the name of Jesus. May any kind of help that you need in your family be released in the name of Jesus. Is it a help to marry? Is it the help of childbearing? Is it the help of healing? May the Lord God Almighty meet you right there at the point of your need. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, you and I must understand that the helps of God are packaged in a very wonderful way that would depict God's program and God's assignment for humanity. The helps of God comes with a package. It comes with a plan. When God is helping mankind or helping somebody, it does not come in isolation, but it comes with a program. And I believe that one of the programs by which God has ordained to release help unto everyone is what we call salvation. It's what we call salvation. Salvation is God's program to help humanity or to help mankind. That in the midst of the situation, in the midst of the difficulty, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the uncertainties, the perplexities of life, God will be able to reach you, deliver you, bless you, rescue you out of that situation through his program that he has designed to help you. I want you to understand that when God is helping us as a nation, God has a plan and a package that he wants everybody to adhere to, that he wants everybody to subscribe. And as you subscribe to that package, his help will also be your portion in the name of Jesus. So this brings us to our prophetic theme for the month in which we are. That is the month of March. And I believe that this is the last Sunday of the month. And our prophetic theme says, great salvation. Hallelujah. Our scripture is taken from Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 1 to 3. The Bible says that therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. In other words, we must pay attention to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? In other words, how can we receive God's help? How can we receive God's help? How can we receive the helps of God if we neglect such a great salvation? God's help is programmed in his salvation package, that anybody who received this salvation and not neglect salvation also receives the helps of God. And I trust that this morning, as many that wants to be saved, as many that wants to be in safety, as many that wants to avoid destruction, as many that wants to avoid attacks from coronavirus, God has a program to help you. And that program is packaged in what we call salvation. For those of you who have been following the series for some time, you and I must understand that salvation is God's program to rescue. It is God's program to deliver you. It is God's program to help you. It is God's program for you to have good health. God's program for you to prosper. It is God's program for you to live a fulfilled life. It is God's program for you to be saved from any attacks, any demonic attacks. Therefore, salvation simply means to rescue. Salvation simply means to be delivered. Salvation also means to be protected, to be covered, to be covered. So the writer to the Hebrews is making us understand that how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? In this season, in this time, in this moment of our life as a nation, God has prepared help for everyone, as individual and as a nation. If only we will turn back to him, if only we will humble ourselves, seek his face, pray and ask him to forgive us, the Bible says that he will hear us and he will heal our land. Hallelujah. Now, our salvation has been described as a great one. It means that it's not just any other salvation, but it is a great salvation. Now, we have been sharing over the period what makes our salvation such a great one. And today I want to share on one of them so that we can some way, somehow conclude this morning, since today is the last Sunday of the month. So what makes this salvation, according to Hebrews, a great one? Our salvation is a great salvation because of its complete availability. Because it is completely available. Our salvation is great one because it is completely available to all people and to all men. Wow. Just as the destruction we find ourselves is also available to all people and all men, the same way God's program to help us is also available to all men. Coronavirus doesn't know the rich. It doesn't know the poor. Coronavirus doesn't know the thick tall or the smallish. Coronavirus doesn't know color. Whether you are white, black, or you are brown, or whichever color you may find yourself in, or whatever complexion. Coronavirus doesn't know your academics, your certificates. You may have degrees like that of thermometer, but it doesn't care. Coronavirus doesn't take into consideration your status in life. So just as you can be destroyed by coronavirus, God's help is also available to everyone. Praise God. In Revelation chapter number 22, verse number 17, the Bible says that, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirst come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. According to the King James, it says that, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hear it say, come. And let him that is thirsty come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. So our salvation is great. And one of the things that make our salvation so great is that it is completely available. Today, you can receive God's package of help, which is your great salvation. Everybody can receive it. Everybody, no matter your status in society, no matter what you do, no matter where you are, that salvation is completely available to you. Number two, God's grace is great enough to save all men from the very best to the very worst. God's grace is enough to save all men from the very best to the very worst. I want you to understand that within this package of great salvation lies the grace of God. The grace of God. Paul said that I am what I am by the grace of God. It is the grace of God that makes us. It makes a man. It's only grace that makes a man. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. So in this package of salvation, God's program of help lies the grace of God that is able to bring you out of every situation and out of every condition. It was great enough to save Paul, who was called Saul. And we know the story of Saul. The Bible says that he was the one persecuting the Christians at that time. And this grace was shown to Saul, the persecutor of the Christians. And it delivered him and brought him out of whatever predicament that he find himself. Again, the grace is too great enough to save Peter, the man who denied Christ. I believe you all remember that Jesus prophesied concerning Peter that the cock would not crow three times and you would have denied me. You had denied me three times. The cock would not crow and you had denied me three times. And this prophecy came to pass. And we saw a whole Peter went to cry. But the grace of God brought Peter, lifted Peter out of that pain and out of that betrayal. And that grace is what made him to stand on the day of Pentecost and preached, and over 3,000 people gave their life to Jesus. This morning, that same grace, in that great salvation, is available to you. Whatever situation you find yourself, maybe you are mourning of something, maybe you are feeling sorry about yourself, about certain sins that easily entangles you. You are mourning about the fact that you are not able to achieve certain things in life. I came to let you know that the grace of God is available to you. That grace that met Peter when he had denied Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times, that same grace is available to you on the altar of salvation. We saw the same grace which was great enough to save Zacchaeus, the cheating tax collector. We know that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And in those days, when you are working for the Romans, they always make sure that they get their share, because I don't think that the Romans were actually paying them the right remuneration. So as a tax collector, he knew how to be able to add certain things, certain amount, and the people were paying. And Zacchaeus was so rich by virtue of cheating people and then taking money unduly. But the Bible says, when grace found Zacchaeus and Jesus came into his house, the Bible says that he took all his wealth and gave it to the poor, and decided to even pay more to everyone that he has robbed. I pray that that same grace is coming to you. Maybe you are living in a life that was not good, a life that was taking advantage over people, a life that was actually riding and downtrodden on people in order to make it. Now grace is coming to you to break you free from that situation in Jesus' name. So in this package of God's help, it's what we call the great salvation. And number one, I said this great salvation is great because it is available to everybody, not only one person, not only one member of your family, not only for the president, but for everybody. And the salvation is great because in it lies the grace of God. And I pray that the grace of God will be your portion today, in Jesus the blessed name. Once again, God makes his salvation available to all people, whether they be rich or poor, educated or uneducated, famous or obscure, powerful or weak, young or old, white or black, and in every color in between, grace is available. But though God's great salvation is completely available to all men, there is only one way all men can come to God, and that is through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. So in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts chapter number 4 verse 12. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any man or any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, thereby we must be saved. Beloved, even though the grace of God is available to everyone, it's not everyone that can be saved. We can only be saved when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. When we allow Jesus to take control of our lives. So God's plan and program to help you, which is packaged in salvation, can only be obtained when you give your life to Jesus. How can one possibly escape eternal torments of hell if we neglect such a great salvation as this? Beloved, as we hear stories coming all the way from different places and different angles, you and I must understand that the end of all things is drawing near. The end of life is drawing near. And I believe this is the time we must seek after God. This is the time we must seek His help. This is the time we must run after Him. This is the time we must get closer to God. The book of Hebrews says, how can we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Perhaps there is one thing that is far more foolish, and that is to neglect great salvation that God offers to us. I believe that even though we are trusting God for this pandemic to be over with us, I want you to understand that that is not going to be the end of pandemics. That is not going to be the end of epidemics. That is not going to be the end of issues and challenges and troubles that we find in our world. But God has always prepared and has a program of help for everyone that believes in Jesus. And you will only be affected, you will only be troubled when you neglect Jesus. So as I bring our series to a conclusion, you must understand that our salvation is a great salvation because of its considerable cost to God. Our salvation is a great one because of its countless benefits. And then today we looked at the fact that our salvation is a great one because it is completely available to all people. I pray today that you embrace this salvation that God is bringing your way. May the Lord God Almighty bless His word, and may His word resonate in your spirit. May His word dwell in you richly. May His word take you from where you are to the place where His word has for you. Today, as you watch me and as you are listening to me live, I want you to understand that God has a program to help you. And that program is packaged in what we call great salvation. You cannot have this help unless you have received this salvation. And you can only receive this salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. As you are watching me right now, I want you to bow down your heads. Wherever you may be, you need help from God. You need God to come through for you. You need God to deliver you from one thing or another. You need God to save you from the predicaments of this world. You need God to rescue your life. I recommend Jesus to you, that He is the plan of God to help you come out of that situation. As you are watching me and as you are listening to me now, you want to receive Jesus into your life. You want to accept Him into your life. You want Him to come and take over your life. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say from your heart and say, Father, I thank You. I give You praise for Your word that has come to me. Today, I renounce of my sins. I give up, and I ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse me. Today, I ask You, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Come and stay with me. I understand that You have a plan to help me. And that plan is in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Today, I receive Him into my life. Jesus, come and take over my life. Write my name in the book of life. As I believe with my heart, I confess with my mouth that I am saved by the blood of Jesus. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus the blessed name. Amen. What a blessing. I pray that your life has never been the same. And it will never be the same. Continue to ponder over God's word throughout the week. Let it resonate in your spirit. And you will be glad you did. And God is going to bless you. I thank you so much for doing and listening. Keep on sharing till everybody hears the salvation message and God's plan of help for humanity. Before I pray for you, raise your hands and sing it with me wherever you are. We lift our eyes above the trouble in our land, and together we stand to declare you as King. Come on, in times like these, in times like these, we choose to praise you, for it is you who really matter. You are worthy of our praise. We lift our eyes above the trouble in our land, and together we stand to declare you as King. In times like these, in times like this, we choose to praise you, for it is you who really matter. You are worthy of our praise. Come on, Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare our everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father,
we declare,
oh, that we love you.
Oh,
we declare our everlasting love for you. Father, we
Father, we declare
that we love you.
We declare our everlasting love for you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word of salvation that you have released over us. We thank you that we are rescued. We are saved. We are in good health. We have sound mind. We are prospering because of Jesus. We thank you for your help, oh God, that you are releasing unto us through this salvation package, that as many that receive Jesus will never miss their help. As many that receive this package will never miss their help. Father, we thank you that we will not be like those who will neglect, but we are of those that embrace and receive that which you have for us. Father, by virtue of this, open up the heavens and bless your people. Open up the heavens and protect your people. Open up your heavens and reach your people. Whatever help that they need, through Jesus Christ, let that help be released now. If there's anybody, oh God, who is going through something, going through pain, somebody who is affected by disease or sickness, let your healing power reach them right now. Father, we pray that for everyone that hear the sound of my voice, let them be saved, let them be covered, let them be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree and declare that your name be lifted, your name be glorified, your name be worshipped, your name be exalted. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that coronavirus has become the thing of the past. We thank you that we are safe and protected. We thank you that the spread of this virus has ceased. We thank you that the wind of God is blowing and driving away every pestilence out of our life. We thank you that our borders are secure. We thank you that our families are secure. We thank you that the nations of this world, which are affected, are secure. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for anyone that has been diagnosed with this sickness. I pray in Jesus' name that may the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in their wings and let them live like a calf released from the storm. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great salvation. We thank you that we are blessed by it. We thank you, Father, for how far you brought us. Protect every one of us. Watch over our soul. And may your name be forever raised and be lifted. In Jesus, the blessed name, let the saints shout a big amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.